All right, joining us live right now on the line is one of my favorite comedians. It's Adam Carolla. He's written a new book called In 50 Years, We'll All Be Chicks, which is really hilarious. And Adam, when I say you're an author, that has an air of sophistication to it, doesn't it?
It does, and it sounds bizarre. And I got to say, like, if you would have said to me, you know, when I was swinging a hammer that, you know, you'd write a book that was on the New York Times bestseller list, I would have assumed it would have been a situation where I was working on an apartment building during an earthquake and there was a collapse and it would be called, you know, Trapped Under the Rubble, 7 days without food or water, the Adam Carolla story, you know, how I clung to safety or used my religion. Uh-huh. Get me through the dark hours. I had no idea. I'd never planned on writing a book. I'm glad somebody made me write a book, but I never planned on it.
Well, deep down, for all your success, you're a radio guy. That's your love, right?
Yeah, you know, my love is putting my thoughts inside of other people's brains, and it doesn't really matter what the modality is. Mm-hmm. Arrow, spear, bullet, bullhorn. It doesn't much matter. You know, I like radio because radio is the most effective way to put your thoughts and or ideas or voice inside somebody's brain, but I can do it with my podcast and you can do it with an audio book, and I guess even a book is a pretty decent modality for putting your thoughts inside of people's brains. That's all I ever wanted to do. I wasn't really interested in the cameras and the glitz and the makeup and that kind of stuff.
Speaking with Adam Carolla, and we're talking about his book, In 50 Years We'll All Be Chicks and Other Complaints from an Angry Middle-Aged White Guy. And it really talks about the sissification of America. And as it relates to sports, Adam, I was thinking about, you know, Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL at the draft, he has his arms out, and he's hugging draft picks who are crying. It's not like the old days where you'd find out that you were drafted in a telegram on Guadalcanal, is it?
Right. Yeah. I'd love to ask the top 10 guys who got drafted this year if they knew where Guadalcanal is. They probably think that that was a new ride over Six Flags over Georgia or something like that. Mm-hmm. I'm guaranteed they don't know. But on the other hand, I'll guarantee at least 3/4 of the Clippers don't know what a Clipper is. So that would be my greatest sports quiz. I get all 14 Clippers together, and I put them in a room, and I find out how many of them know we're talking about sailing ships here, and I guarantee it's well under 10%.
Well, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, and a lot of hugging. A lot of crying. I don't know, why is he hugging? Shouldn't it just be like a firm handshake and hand the guy a cigar or a flask filled with vermouth or something? I don't get it. And the other thing, you know, I had this thought, and I know, you know, everyone brings up the participation trophy, and we're giving all the kids participation trophies and ruining them with their crappy participation trophies. I can tell you this, participation trophies existed when I was a kid. I played 7 years of Pop Warner football and 3 years of high school and baseball as well. And I had this weird revelation the other day, which is I like some of the trophies I've earned over the years, and I'm proud of them. And I got it ain't the Heisman or Lombardi or anything like that, but I got a trophy for best defensive player in a bowl game that they gave me after the bowl game, and I got best defensive player and a best mm-hmm. Offensive player 1 year or something like that. I got a couple of decent trophies, and I realize I think about those and I'm happy about those. As a matter of fact, the best trophy I have is just a piece of paper that says I made the All Valley team out here in Los Angeles a million years ago. It's not even a trophy. The point is the participation trophies, I don't even have those. Yeah. I don't even think about them. Yeah. It never comes to mind. They're not up anywhere. They're not displayed anywhere. They're not even in a box. I don't know where they are. I didn't bother saving them. I have a little newspaper clipping that says All Valley, yeah, but I don't have any participation trophies. And the point is, they don't mean anything to me, and they don't mean anything to anyone.
Right.
And certainly, 20 years from now, I mean, really, you know, you want to know what's good about a trophy? It's not when they're handing you the trophy. It's 20 years from now when your knees are bad and you're not playing anymore and you have really nothing but memories to go on and you have male pattern baldness and your prostate's the size of a cassava melon and you put on 30 pounds, you can have a glass of red wine, go into your office, and look at that little piece of newspaper clipping that says All Valley from 1982. That's all the trophy's good for. And so the participation trophy is a zero.
All right, very well said. We're speaking with Adam Carolla, and you talk about playing football. I know you got recruited and almost played for Roman Gabriel at a small college, but you think about the concussion issue. Like when I played in high school and college, the concussion issue was mostly, oh, your head hurts, go get a drink of water. Now we have a concussion issue that for Major League Baseball catchers, it just seems like, is that also part of the 50 years we'll all be chicks?
Well, it was worse. You know, when I played, they would laugh. They'd go, ah, look at him, he got his bell rung. And then if you stood up after making a tackle and walked sideways and tripped over your own feet, they'd laugh. It'd be like, hey, look at him, he got his bell rung. It was almost like, you know, they took a kid and spun him around and he took a swing at a pinata and fell down. It was like, ah, look at him over there. He just suffered a concussion and people are laughing at you. The good news is you don't remember it. You know, obviously this is an issue, and obviously when they dissect and bisect these guys' brains, mm-hmm, you know, 30 years after they retire and they die of a stroke, it looks like the brain of a 9-year-old when the dude was 57. Mm-hmm. So obviously there's an issue here. On the other hand, it's not a first-hand killer, because if that were true, we'd all be dead, because everybody played Pop Warner football and high school football back in the day got a concussion or two. I got a concussion or two, and hell, I'm a best-selling author. Maybe I should have had a few more concussions.
Absolutely. There's one more thing I want to get in, which is in your book, In 50 Years We'll All Be Chicks, and that is about fantasy football, and you said that no blacks or Mexicans play it. It's white people with no problems who play it, right?
Yeah, and a lot of discretionary income. It's funny. Well, first off, I like to shame my friends who play fantasy football by calling it fairy tale football. It's mm-hmm. just more demeaning. You know, it's a weird thing. It's sort of like, to me, people who watch those poker tournaments on TV. Playing poker is fun. Watching people playing poker is not fun. This is three steps removed, meaning playing football is fun. Watching people play football is fun. Pretending you're playing football when you're not seems bizarre to me. I don't understand it, although I do appreciate the gambling aspect of it. I mean, at least if there's a nice pot and there's some money changing hands, you know, at least you can save face by saying, technically, we're gambling on football. Mm-hmm. But for the amount of hours that these guys have tied up in this game, even if they win the $500 at the end of the year, they're averaging well under the minimum wage. And their bosses, wives, and kids have to be pissed that they're essentially either distracted or sitting in front of the computer and completely out of it, 5 months out of the year.
All right, one more thing I want to ask Adam Carolla, and that is, from the time that you and I were playing in the 70s and the early 80s, we didn't know what an oblique was, we didn't know what plantar fasciitis was, and the shoulder capsule sounds like something from Lost in Space. Is this also part of the, in 50 years, we'll all be chicks?
Well, it's funny timing, because I'm going to go get an MRI of my knee right now, because I think I screwed it up doing almost nothing. It is insane, because yeah, it was a lot of rub a little dirt on it, or don't be a wuss, or this guy's tough, he doesn't get hurt, and now it's just a bunch of MRIs and arthroscopic surgeries, which I've already had on my right knee. Mm-hmm. But, it was funny. I played 11 years and never had a knee injury and then played a pickup game 2 years after I stopped playing and tore my ACL. So, ironically, I am going to get an MRI on my right knee in 2 hours. So I'll tell you if it's nonsense or not.
Well, bring a Walkman when you're sitting in that tube. It can get.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. You're right, because I will go, yeah.
Oh, look how old I am. I said Walkman. I meant iPod.
I know. I know, and I'm the guy, and I tell people, hey, if you enjoy my book, then you should also buy my book on cassette. It's totally different, and people keep going, book on cassette? What are you talking about, old man? I mean, oh, yeah, audiobook.
All right, we've been speaking with Adam Carolla. He's one of my favorites, and I really encourage people to pick up In 50 Years We'll All Be Chicks and Other Complaints from an Angry Middle-Aged White Guy from Three Rivers Press. It's in paperback. I think it's a great book. It's hilarious. Adam, hey, thank you so much, and best of luck on that MRI. We'll talk to you down the road.
Anytime you like.
All right, thank you very much. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.